Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgela in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. As usual, we commence this week's report with information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, of course, concerning propagation. The IPS reports that the level of solar activity has continued to remain very low. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 78, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 4, a single figure 4. The IPS further reports that those figures are not expected to change significantly in the immediate future. So that means that high-frequency broadcasting on long distances on frequencies above about 10 MHz during darkness path or semi-darkness periods will continue to be quite unreliable. But frequencies above 10 MHz during daytime hours will be somewhat more consistent. Now, we have some propagation and monitoring notes made here in Melbourne. So we look at the morning services between 1900 and 1930. That's 5 a.m. to 5:30 a.m. here in Melbourne. First of all, 31 metre band. 9845. Madagascar, World Christian Radio, broadcasting from the relay station there, with programs in Russian. That's actually intended for Eastern and Central Europe. 9840. 9800. The American station WBCQ using the relay transmitter at Wolferton in England with programs in Arabic. 9765. China Radio International from transmitting site near Beijing with programs in Portuguese. 9645, another China Radio International frequency, also from Beijing, in French. 9610, Radio Romania International, with transmission in Spanish to Europe. 9482, China Radio International, with programs in French from the GN transmitting site. 7810, Taiwan, broadcasting service from Sound of Hope, a politically based station using brokered facilities in Asia with programs in Chinese. 7485, the Voice of America from the Tanang relay station in the Philippines with morning programs in Korean. And 7265, China Radio International from Xian or Xian with broadcasts in English. And just down from there, 7255, the BBC from the Madagascar relay station at Talata with programs in English. And 6155, another frequency for the BBC, also in English, also a relay, this time from the Sao Tome transmitting station. And 11975, up in the 25 metre band, Radio Romania International with programming in Romanian. Well, that short summary was a listing of signals noted here in Melbourne recently in the 1900 to 1930 time period, which is 5 a.m. to 5:30 a.m. There's some more monitoring this time in our afternoon period. This is from one of my favourite field monitoring locations out on the Yarra River, not far from the eastern suburbs, actually in the outer east, a suburb known as Templestowe. And the location is actually the west of Falls Park, a very big park out there and very popular. Quite good reception at the west of Olds Park because power line interference is quite low. Afternoon reception between 0425 and 0500. 49 metre band coming in quite well. 6180 Radio Romania International with programming in Romanian. 6120 Adventist World Radio from the Moosburn, Austria transmitting station to signing off at 0428 following programs in Turkish. 6050 the Radio Algeria station using the relay facility at Issoudun in France with programming in Arabic. 6000 Radio Havana, Cuba with programming in English. And 5985 WRMI with English, quite good reception across the Pacific. 5975 NHK Radio Japan that broadcasts from the Moosburn, Austria relay station intended for Europe and Africa in English. 5850 WRMI in the USA with programs in English. 7315 station known as Radio Dubanga, broadcasting from the Santa Maria di Galleria relay station in the Vatican with programming in the Dari language. 7325 Radio Romania International with programming in Romanian. And 9395 The Overcomer Ministry broadcasting from WRMI with English. 9385 WEWN, another English language religious broadcaster from the USA in English. And 9370 Radio Fada, broadcasting from the Lampetheim, Germany relay station in the Persian language. 9330 WVCQ, the English language station in the USA, very strong signals. 9525, station known as the Voice of the Welt, that's WELT, programming in the Kurdish language from the Issoudun relay station in France. And closer to home, 9545, Solomon Islands Broadcasting Service with its local programming. 9770, the Voice of Turkey, broadcasting to the Middle East in Turkish. 6155, Adventist World Radio from the Nauen relay station in Germany with programming in French. 6145, Radio Havana, Cuba with English language programming. 5970, WEWN, another broadcasting station in the USA, programs in Spanish. 5935, the University Network on relay from WWCR in Nashville. 7570 WRMI in English. And 17880 in the 16 metre band. The station there, Radio Azadi, broadcasting in Dari from the Udon, Thailand relay station. 17740 China Radio International with programming in Vietnamese from the Xi'an relay station. 17730 China Radio International in English from Xi'an. 17720 The Voice of Turkey in Asian languages. 17690 Radio Free Asia broadcasting from the relay station in the Marianas Islands, broadcasting in Chinese. So that was a summary of some reception notes made recently Here in Melbourne, in our outer suburban area, in the afternoon period between 04:25 and 05:10, and just as a matter of interest, the receiver there is portable communications receiver, a small Eaton E5, and the antenna is a simple 2 metre long, simple 2 metre random wire tossed into a nearby gum tree. So the reception out there at Westerfolds Park, quite good, and those conditions should continue to be noted in the immediate future. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.